This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
As promised, we are speaking to the construction sector, and joining me on the line, I'm joined by John Matthews, chairman of the Construction Alliance South Africa, to speak to us on the latest employment equity numbers as per maybe standards, maybe targets as set by government, and why there isn't a consensus on what should be happening in this regard. John, good evening. Thank you so much for your time.
Hi, good evening to you, and thank you very much, and good evening to your listeners.
Wonderful. John, let's talk about, the employment equity standards that have been put into place. These are targets, rather, put into place by the Department of Equity and Labour, and maybe how the construction sector is receiving these targets.
Yes, thank you very much. I think we're obviously receiving it with a lot of trepidation because the challenge is that the targets have been set unrealistically, in our opinion. Now, as the Construction Alliance of South Africa, we comprise of some 36 organizations within various sectors or sections of the construction industry. So the first challenge we've had is that we cannot set targets, cannot be set across the board. There's no one size fits all. You cannot set targets for the construction sector where there are role players that are contractors, there are consultants, there are professionals, and many other industries within the sector. And I think the government has missed an opportunity to actually deal with these various sections of the industry rather than broad brushing targets across the board. That has been very challenging. And then, the other challenge that we've had is you're fixing an aeroplane while it's flying. You cannot stop an industry and suddenly you create targets without taking cognizance of what there is at the moment. And it's much like trying to fix a plane while it's flying, certainly in our opinion. As Construction Alliance South Africa, we really struggled across the board to understand why government is so insistent and fixated on wanting to fix these targets without real consultation. And that is a real challenge to us. Consultation should be real consultation. It should be meaningful, and it should be informed consultation, and cognizance need to be taken of the consultative process, and people should be listened to rather than making it a tick box exercise and saying, yes, we've consulted, therefore we're fine and we're happy, we have done what we should be doing, and these are the numbers. So we have a real challenge in that all the disciplines, not just the contractors or the main contractors or the big contractors, are concerned about it. All the sectors within the construction industry, or all the disciplines within the construction industry, is concerned that we're setting targets for the sake of setting targets. And then to add to that is the government is consulting for the sake of consulting. And that bothers us because there will be a huge problem going down the line. Another issue which is a real concern is trying to combine or tie compliance with rules with these employment equity targets with procurement. We will end up in a situation where you won't have any contractors that are compliant. And who's going to be doing the work? Who is going to be able to provide the necessary training and skills so that we can build on those targets and provide employment, which is by far the most important aspect with our economy at the moment. So a classic example of that is you would have a situation where people will not be compliant. Most contractors may not be compliant. Therefore, no work will be able to be handed out. And the last thing you would want to do is to hand out work to people that are not skilled and do not understand the concept of construction.
Sure. So, I mean, John, I wanted to speak about this compliance issue, exactly what you mean by that. I do believe that it's got to do with some certificates and what that would mean for the ability to bid for public sector work.
Well, the government's insisting, they're saying that you have to be compliant and you have to be issued with a compliance certificate. before you can go through a tender process. Now, our view is that you're already doing that by having these, you setting targets, and then you're saying if you don't meet these targets, you can become non-compliant. Now, by its mere definition, that would mean that you wouldn't even be able to tender, which is a problem because you're not going to have many companies being able to tender, and especially the large government projects, you would have to be level one, and we know the level one is very, very scarce in our country. So how are you then going to award these contracts to people that are non-compliant?
Sure. And then there's also an issue about double jeopardy. Let's talk about that, what that means, and why, you are opposed to this aspect of there being double jeopardy, where the compliance or the lack of compliance would then be concerned.
Well, I think my understanding of the double jeopardy, and I think Chris Campbell explains it very well in the article that was written, and saying that you're not only disqualifying people from being able to tender because they wouldn't even be able to get to the jobs, and then you are insisting on having fines as well. So it just doesn't make sense to me that you're going to be telling an organization that for you to be attained, to be able to tender, you need to be compliant, and at the same time, you're trying to reach those compliance. And it's for that reason why we say the targets are unattainable, and the government will come back and they'll say, yes, but we've consulted. Yeah, but you've consulted, but there's been no constructive consultation, and there's been even adherence or listening to people when you consult is key. It doesn't matter if you're going to consult and then you set your own targets without reference to the industry. That is counterproductive, in my opinion.
Sure. And so let's talk about then your conversations with government to date. So you don't agree. Have you then subsequently sat with government, had a conversation? And what has that conversation been like if it's been had?
We've had more than one conversation with government, and we've made it clear to government that we... because government was insisting that Construction Alliance of Africa provide them with targets. And we said, but we cannot provide you with targets, with a generic target or a standard target throughout the industry. How can you possibly do that when you have different, as I said, when you have different disciplines within the construction sector? Is the consultant going to have exactly the same target as a construction company? And is the construction company going to have the same targets as a subcontractor? So the idea of having a generic or a broad brush target was just not acceptable to us. And we made that clear on more than one engagement with the government, that we were of the opinion at the time as Construction Alliance that there are just too many variables to be able to come to one set of targets within a sector where there are many disciplines.
Okay. And then also, John, maybe you can also then help us understand how, players in the sector are reaching consensus about this. Is it a sector-wide, understanding that these targets will not work? Or is it a little bit more polarized than that?
I think it's a lot more diversified than just saying it just will not work. Mm. We've on numerous occasions, we've made presentations in terms of what we think acceptable targets would be. And yes, we may have companies that have got unreasonable targets again on the one side and the government on the other side, but we said we were quite happy to discuss that and find some kind of common ground with proper and reasonable and acceptable levels of understanding. We can't set a target which is unreasonable, because that setting an unreasonable target is creating an expectation from either side that is not attainable. And that is just a waste of time, because that would lead to this issue that you're referring to as double jeopardy. And it would lead to the issue whereby people would say, but if I can't make the targets, why am I bothering? And the government is insistent on saying, no, you've got to do this. You have to attain these targets. What all we're asking is for the government to have a re-look at it and be reasonable about setting the targets, not making the targets unattainable in the industry. And even taking that a step further and engage with the various disciplines on the different levels rather than having one generic target throughout the industry.
Well, John, thank you so much for helping us understand, the qualms that are coming up here. And hopefully, as there's more developments and maybe as there's continued conversations with government here, we can see how these matters are resolved. Thank you for your time this evening.
Okay, thank you very much.
That's John Matthews, Chairman of Construction Alliance South Africa, speaking to us about the latest targets set by the Department of Equity and Labour. And we'll try to get them on to find out exactly, you know, why the consultation process hasn't gone according to at least players within the sector there. I don't think the argument at all is about transformation. I think there is a general consensus that the sector needs to transform. And of course, many of us may say that the transformation just doesn't happen as fast as it should, especially in the construction sector. But I think also setting unrealistic targets could not be the way. And many people would say that there's ways in which we can achieve transformation. And we've seen, you know, quotas and targets, they don't always work. I think no matter who you speak to, where transformation is monitored and evaluated, you will see that targets don't necessarily work. In fact, they are often met with a bit of hostility. It would be interesting maybe to have a conversation with some experts on transformation and what kind of a buy-in all parties need to have there. Because there's also the idea from, especially as people of color, that this economy can be rather hostile towards us. And that, of course, does invoke many emotions, but also a lot and lot of aggression. Very, very difficult matters we deal with here in South Africa, especially because this economy, it seems like something that always has us at war.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.